Devin, you've seen a couple times now where Jaron makes these sort of impassioned speeches, either on the sideline or to you guys. Does it mean more when a guy who seems somewhat mild-mannered can speak up like that?
I don't know. I think you guys put more thought into all of that than I do. So, honestly, I don't pay attention to it. Just trying to play well.
You play against Ben a lot. How good is he? What is it that makes him such a great
quarterback? I think, like all great quarterbacks, obviously the preparation, the ability to figure out what you're in. And I think what makes him really unique is him being able to just stand in the pocket, you know, whether it's you hitting him as he's throwing it, whether it's him breaking two tackles, you know, he stands in there, he's launching the ball 50, 60, 70 yards in it, like, that's nothing to him. So I think that's always what's tough as a defense. It's not just covering the initial routes, it's covering the initial routes plus the secondary and third route that they run off of that, which you've seen for years. But then he's also able to hit his back foot and, you know, throw a nine route perfectly to any of those guys. So you put his ability with, you know, just a whole crew of weapons. It's tough to just, you know, pick out one. Obviously, you know, you have to stop Antonio Brown, but, you know, because he's such a good quarterback, he can get it to all of those guys.
How fast are they between Brown and Bryant to introduce your story and then bringing on the other guys that fail and even – the other guys that they have on
it, how fast are they at the wide receiver? Very fast. I mean, then you throw Eli Rogers in there, you know, quicks, speed, just everything. And then you throw Jesse James and McDonald in there, or two good tight ends. You know, it's just tough. You can't predict what they're going to do. They can easily come to empty, and Le'Veon Bell's another receiver. So it's very tough. You know, it seems like we were just talking about them playing them last year. With all of the threats they have out there, it's just tough to match up against.
Can you talk about Kenny Britt, thoughts about him being part of the team?
He's a Rutgers guy. Do we need to expand on that? We know what that means.
What do you like about him as a receiver? What do you like about him as a teammate?
He's a good guy. Joy to be around, always upbeat, always smiling, ear to ear. Physical guy, obviously big-bodied guy. You know, I'm excited for him, the opportunity to come here and, you know, try to catch on. You know, obviously it's tough. You come this point of the year just trying to learn as much as possible and get out there. So it's always exciting to have a guy you play with in college as a teammate in the NFL.
There's a lot of playoff implications with this game, starting with the fact you guys can clinch if you win. What are your thoughts on that?
Zero. You know, for us it has no bearing. It's all about us being prepared to play Pittsburgh, you know. All the extra stuff, you know, comes with it, but it, you know, it's just, we worry about the playoffs. We'll go down there and, you know, we'll get killed, honestly. This is too good of a football team to worry about anything else that surrounds the game that, you know, is implicated. Just, we have to be focusing on our game plan and what we need to do in really all three phases of the game.
You guys completely closed the door and everything that happened in Miami and just focus on that. Or do you carry that chip with you that you had in Miami after the loss to this game?
No, to me, all of that's behind you. You know, you have 16 games in this league that you're guaranteed, and you have to move on past all of them, whether it's a win or a loss. You can't take momentum and how you played from a win and think you just carry it over, you know, to the next game. And you can't take a loss and how you felt after and think that you can just transfer that and that's going to help you play better. You know, the only thing that helps you play better is ready to go against your next opponent. So this opponent happens to be a team that gives us a ton of challenges. So, you know, we got to drop everything that Miami, with the Miami week, and move forward. Or, you know, like I said, it won't be a good Sunday for us.
Devin, I know every game is important, but when you look at the magnitude of this game and the talent that Pittsburgh has, does this one stick out a little bit more?
Only because it's next. You know, if you pick this game and you lose every game before it, it won't matter much if you win or lose, I think. But obviously we've done some good things throughout the season, and this is the next game against a very good football team, AFC opponent. So it's going to be, you know, this time of year, each game is the biggest game that you've played thus far. So this one's no different. It's a huge game for us, and we got to be prepared and try to go out there and play well.
So you were with Mike Tomlin a couple weeks ago. He already was looking ahead.
at this game. He circled it on his calendar, even mentioned possibly playing you guys in the playoffs. Do you kind of do that? I mean, is there a point where you look at Patriots-Steelers as such a big, colossal matchup?
No, I focus on the next game, and then all my other free time goes to my wife and daughter. So that's all I can handle right now.
How confident are you that you guys are going to respond? I mean, since you've been here, you guys have responded after bad games, after a loss, but this is a whole new team, so how confident are you?
I'm confident we'll compete. You know, I think that's one thing that we do, and I think responding comes with that competitiveness in you. To come out here, flip the page, short week, come out here today, get what we need to get done, continue that throughout the week. I'm very confident that we'll come out here and give it everything we got. And to me, that's all you can do. Give yourself a chance at the end of the week and go out there Sunday. And I'm confident this group will come out here and prepare and go out there in Pittsburgh and try to play our best football of the year.
Antonio Brown's obviously a guy who would attract double teams, it seems like, but he just is continuing to have this sort of remarkable production week after week. So what is he doing to beat double teams that I assume he's getting?
He's really, really, really good. And he has a really, really, really good quarterback. So, you know, I think you start with that. And it's tough to contain him, you know, even if you get – at times you get two guys on them, you know, stay in front of them is tough. And I think what you see him do, which, you know, usually a lot of receivers that are not 6'3 and 6'4 don't get credit for, is he makes catches in surrounding areas where there's three guys around him, or, you know, Ben throws it in between two guys and it looks like there's no way he's going to come down with it. I think he has really good hands where he goes and plucks the ball, you know, in between two defenders. And then you just see at times if he's single, he beats a defender and you know, that's a 40, 50, 60-yard play right there. So he's a guy that you saw, you know, as well as good as that game was last week against Baltimore and Pittsburgh, you know, if he continues to produce in that game and have a big game at a time, it's going to hurt you. And I think that's what you saw. He has the ability to – tough situations and probably the biggest moments of the game late in the fourth quarter, he comes up with a big catch. He beats a double team. He beats single coverage. He somehow finds a way to get open, and Ben usually finds him. So it's trying to, for 60 minutes, make it tough. And, you know, you're not going to be able – like, you're not going to probably come out of this game and he has two catches for 10 years. It's just not going to happen. He's too good of a player. But you got to try to contain him somewhat and not let him just ruin the game for you.
Final question.
Yeah, we know you guys have to block out the noise. Listening to you talk over the years, we know you're a sports fan. Do you ever find it challenging, maybe during some downtime, you turn on the TV, you want to just consume some sports, and then there it is. Are the Patriots done? Coming up next, and you have to turn it off? Or
no, I don't watch really any football stuff. Only other sports really is basketball, and then I'm a big, big TV show guy, so my DVR is usually where I spend most of my time.
Quick
slice. Last question.
I don't watch Quick Slice if I'm not on it. Not enough good characters. Appreciate it.
Thank you.